I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Following a recent peace agreement in Sudan, the country has also taken steps to separate religion from the state, ending 30 years of Islamic rule. But it's not all good news in Sudan. Severe flooding has hit the country, with thousands losing their homes. At least 110 people have died as the Nile River rises to levels not seen in over a century. Ken is a believer focused on Sudan.
There's people walking everywhere because their homes have been swept away. Their roads are all cut off. There's no way to get food in and around Sudan just because of the road and the flooding situation.
Ken says parts of Sudan need help becoming agriculturally self-sustaining, while other places need medical assistance or even English teaching. Please pray many Sudanese will see Christians helping and be drawn to the hope of Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. In the U.S., police brutality and civil rights issues sparked nationwide protests that began this summer and continue today in cities like Portland. Most of today's unrest focuses on Black community pain. As another minority group in the U.S., deaf people face similar challenges when it comes to civil rights. Mark Sorensen is a deaf leader serving with DOOR International. Speaking through a female interpreter, he says deaf discrimination even creeps into the church.
Deaf people have often experienced situations where we feel like we're being treated as second-class members or second-class citizens. They don't perceive our needs as important as the needs of the hearing church.
Please ask God to open your eyes to the deaf community and find your place in the full story at missionnews.org.
To see us as equal brothers and sisters in Christ. We can live in unity and yet diversity.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Please consider giving today. Look for the Support M&N tab at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.